This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This next story is a follow-up to a piece that we brought you last year about a building under construction on Skid Row here in Los Angeles. It's not a row so much as a whole area, really. A couple of dozen city blocks that are home to the highest concentration of homeless people in the country. For the first time, though, developers have started to take an interest in the parts of downtown that border Skid Row. So there is some new pressure out there to do something about the thousands of people sleeping on the streets. So the building we told you about, the Star Apartment, is an experiment in doing just that. Marketplace's David Weinberg takes it from here.
In March of last year, Mike Alvidrez brought me to the corner of 6th and Wall Street to show me the construction site of the Star Apartments. Alvidrez, the executive director of the Skid Row Housing Trust, had high hopes for the project.
We want to target the people that are costing the taxpayer the most by not being in housing. And so that's the whole purpose.
Construction is now complete, and all 100 units are occupied. The building stands out in Skid Row. The gleaming white angular structure towers over sidewalks that fill with dirty tents every night. It has a rooftop garden, an exercise room, free Wi-Fi, the sorts of amenities you would find in a luxury condo. In fact, the same architect that designed the Star Apartments built an apartment building a few blocks away where the units go for as much as $4,000 a month. The residents of the Star Apartments pay considerably less.
Everyone has a lease, a key to their front door, and they pay their rent on a basis of 30% of their gross income per month.
The remainder of the rental cost is subsidized by Section 8. Lupe Erickson lives on the third floor. She's 5 feet tall and feisty. Most of her life, she worked in restaurants and warehouses and as a clown at children's parties. These days, her only income is a $221 monthly check she gets from the County Department of Social Services. So she pays 30% of that, $66 a month, for her studio apartment.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. That I don't like the area. Skid Row is crazy. There's a bunch of nuts out there. There's a lot of danger. But these apartments are beautiful.
Before she moved in, Erickson was homeless for 7 years. One way she stayed safe was by sleeping on rooftops.
I would go to the roof, and then I'd pull a ladder up with me.
Erickson also sought refuge in hospitals.
If you learn how to manipulate the system, you can sleep there. It's a really safe sleep.
This is precisely why she qualified for an apartment. Erickson spent a lot of time in hospitals and emergency rooms. The longer she was on the streets, the sicker she got, and the more she went to the ER.
Between 2009 and 2013, she had 29 ER visits. That's a lot.
Leepy Shimkata is the program manager in the Housing for Health Unit at the Los Angeles County Department of Health Services. She met with me to go over Lupe Erickson's medical records.
1, 2, 3, 4.
She brought a condensed version, just a basic list of Erickson's ER and hospital visits.
8, 9. So 9 pages.
Erickson also takes lots of medication. She suffers from depression, she has a thyroid condition, and she's HIV positive. Until recently, Erickson did not have health insurance.
She can't pay, so the county takes up that and ends up paying for that person.
According to Department of Health Services data, providing someone like Erickson an apartment reduces hospital and ER visits by about 70%. DHS Director Mark Trotz says those savings are greater than what it costs to provide Erickson with an apartment.
No one disputes the fact that it's a less expensive and more humane way to care for someone.
The trick, says Trotz, is figuring out how to reroute the savings into funding for permanent supportive housing, because the savings don't come until after someone is housed. And that requires upfront spending.
And that's sort of the rejiggering of the funding system that we're all trying to work on.
The Star Apartments is an attempt at that rejiggering. The department is covering the cost of on-site mental health services, substance abuse counseling, and a health clinic located on the ground floor of the building. It's too early to tell if this new model is working, but in the first 10 months of the experiment, many of the residents' health has stabilized. That's especially true of Lupe Erickson.
I gotta go see this guy. He's a gastroenterologist, figure out why in the morning I get nausea a lot and stuff like that.
Scheduled appointments like this one have replaced Erickson's frequent trips to the hospital. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.